Katie come in today? She said,
well, I hope I'm not too late. I need 10 cups. I see. He said, by when? She would like to have them by tomorrow. He said, lady, I'm sorry. You're going to have to go someplace else. In the last couple of weeks.
6:30, we call to order the December 21st, 2016.
Yeah, it's the 22nd.
Yeah, December 21st, 2016, meeting of the Planning Zoning Commission of Harker Heights, Texas. The P&amp;Z consists of volunteers appointed by the city council. We coordinate with the city staff, owners, developers, and agents, and residents to provide the council with independent, objective, and coordinated evaluations and recommendations of planning and zoning. Local ordinances, land use. Business is approval of minutes from the regular meeting held. What day was that? November 30th of 2016. Do I have a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to table the approval of the minutes until January to make an addition to the minutes.
I see, sir. And what addition would that be?
It's on the.
Just for the record.
Let me check. Let me find it. Yes, on page three, for the Z16-19, is to add the comments made by the owner about the addition in his backyard.
Okay. You got that title? Okay, do I have a second? Motion passes. Next, recognition of affidavits for conflict of interest. Mr. Mulligan.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Orlando will have to recuse himself from the hearing today. We received a conflict of interest notification on today's agenda item.
Okay. All righty. Okay, next, be report on city council actions from the previous P&amp;Z meeting of November 30th.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The first thing I want to do is point out that there was a typo in the, in your packets. Z16-18 on the planned development residential district for Tuskegee Meadows Phase 2 was approved by the council 3-0. It was not disapproved. It was just a simple typo in the staff.
Ty's fault?
No, actually, that was Leo's fault. He's not here, so we'll blame Leo. It was Leo's fault. He wrote this part of the agenda item. But.
I'd throw that in there.
Appreciate it.
But no, so that passed 3-0. And then the conditional use permit was also approved 3-0 for that lot on Summer Glen.
Very good, very good. Okay, we have a report on development activity.
Yes, we do. We have not received any commercial permits for the last few months. So our total is 5 commercial permits at just over $2 million. On the residential side, we received 6 single-family residential permits for the month of December, 4 in Tuskegee Meadows, 1 in Sutton Place, and 1 in Other, and I'm not sure where that is. I think that might be on the south side. So in total, we've gotten, what is it, 258 residential permits. 143 of those are single-family, 19 are two-family, and then 96 are multifamily. That 96 would be the Stillhouse Flats apartment. So based on those projected numbers, once that Stillhouse Flats is populated, our population would be 31,000 plus. So I'm working with the city manager. We'll probably put out an official press release in January that we've at least hit 30,000 for our estimated population. So look out for that. I'd also like to make a note on the commercial side that we had a couple of commercial projects that just didn't come in December. One of them is McDonald's, and that's going in off of 2410, kind of in between the CVS and the Walmart. So off of that Glenn Saunders Boulevard or Drive, there's going to be a McDonald's there. But they were awaiting a decision by the ZBA. They wanted to have a 30-foot pole sign in the overlay district. And so we had a ZBA hearing last month, and the ZBA denied their application. So they've resubmitted for the standard requirement of signage in the overlay district. So they informed us that they'd be submitting permit applications in January, probably breaking ground then and estimated completion sometime in May. Yes. As you're heading southeast, it'll be on the right-hand side, on the south side there, yeah. And then that corner, that hard corner at the Walmart, we should be getting a official building permit for that. They've already sent in a permit for their dirt work, so they've pulled that, but it's not reflected on our commercial development because they haven't actually had an approved building permit yet. But we're in the process now. We've already sent back our first set of comments to them, so we're expecting the revisions, and we'll probably be issuing that permit in January. So January will look up commercially. There are three suites, and I think they've got clients for two of them. One of them we're fairly certain is going to be an emergency clinic, urgent care clinic, because one of our comments was the awnings over the ambulance bays are too low. So we know that ambulances are going to could theoretically go there, so we're thinking urgent care. It may be some other type of day, you know, outpatient facility, but some kind of medical facility is going there. I think the third suite, they want a restaurant to go in. We're not sure who yet, but you know, that would only make sense with a high school across the street. So we're expecting to see that in the, like I said, in the month of January. Hopefully we'll have better.
They don't usually have ambulance service.
They may have to have the ability for an ambulance to come get somebody if it goes from bad to worse. You know, because some people go to an urgent care for a bullet wound, and yeah, they can't. Right. that goes from. Right. So anyway, so we'll see some better commercial development numbers in January. Any questions for me? All right.
Would that be correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. First item. Oh, yeah. All right. Commissioner Orlando will be stepping down. First item, agenda item, would be Z16-20. Discuss and consider an ordinance to change zoning designation from R1, single-family dwelling district, to R2, two-family dwelling district, for the property described as Wildwood Acres, Block 2, Lot 8 and 10-foot strip adjacent on south, Bell County property ID number 30401, also known as 914.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. As you indicated, this is a rezone request to go from R1 to R2 at 914 Ramblewood. Since the writing of this staff report, that land has actually been cleared, so there is not a single wide mobile home on the property anymore. It's now vacant. This is the location of it. It's on Ramblewood, almost at the middle of the block. This is a photo of the site taken yesterday, so you can see that the applicant has cleared the property of the structures on that land. Surrounding zoning is, of course, a mixture of various zones. We've got single-family residences, duplexes, manufactured homes, or this is existing land use, sorry. Same scenario, though, various uses throughout that subdivision. The zoning map indicates that there's duplexes, one family manufactured home dwelling district, and R1 one family dwelling districts throughout the area. The future land use map calls for medium density residential, and as we've fairly established for the Wildwood subdivision, duplexes fit within the bounds of medium density residential, so the applicant's request is in line with the comprehensive plan and the future land use map. Staff sent out 47 notices to the property owners within the 400-foot buffer. We received no responses in favor or denial of this application. And staff recommends approval of this ordinance request to go from R1 to R2 based on the fact that it's consistent with the future land use map and that the land use is compatible and matches the surrounding uses and zonings within the area. The applicant is here to answer any questions, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have. Thank you. Oh, did we get a last-minute one in? Oh, I apologize for that.
Yes, sir, we got one last minute.
And what is that for?
It's approval.
Approval, okay.
Yes, sir, it's approval.
We'll need to make sure to fix that for the council.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you.
All righty, who's here representing this request? Come forward, please. State your name and address.
Are you going to quiz me today?
I might.
Raymond Hamden, 1103 Lambrusco Drive. It's a duplex. Thank you all for coming out today, too. Appreciate that.
I have a question.
Medium density, I realize it, but if you've driven out there, the parking on those roads is horrendous.
And I'm coming up with that here after we do that.
Okay.
I think we discussed that at great length before you came on.
Okay.
And we discussed it when we rezoned... what were the ones on Maplewood?
928 and 930.
And so I drive down those roads pretty frequently, and it is a mess. But on Maplewood, we ended up extending the driveways. Well, we haven't yet, but we're in the process of building. They're framing right now. And I'm not sure if that's the plan for that, but we're not against it because we see the dangers and the congestion over there. Ramblewood isn't as bad. Maplewood is probably the worst, I think, just because...
Well, that's something for, that we'd have to do as far as an ordinance goes anyway. It doesn't concern the bill we have right now.
But, okay.
So. Okay, is that... Any discussion? I do have some discussion. Joseph, going forward, I would like bringing up what David was bringing up on the parking. And this is just, of course, I won't be here, but it would be my preference that going forward we would see, some additional driveway space required for the Wildwood Acres there because of the street width.
Okay, that's something we can look into.
Adequate for fire apparatus to be able to get down that road?
I'll need to have the fire marshal the fire inspectors here. I would say probably when cars are parked along the streets, it's probably close. If not, it's
close when they're parked, on both sides. Yeah, it's not real often that it's real heavy parking on both sides. I go up and down there all the time too, because I have a property over there. But it's get close, and that's one of the reasons.
Ramblewood, it's probably about maybe 22, 24 feet.
Yeah,
it's pretty narrow there.
No,
but like I said, Ramblewood's not as bad. The applicant is correct. Ramblewood's not as bad as, let's say, Pinewood or Maplewood,
yeah.
But, that is an issue, and that's something that we need to look at because, we don't limit or we don't have requirements for parking for duplexes in general, but we may want to look at some kind of requirement that if a street is less than a certain width, that if they want to increase density, we have to reduce parking on the street and, you know, maybe provide extra parking. That's something we can definitely look into and...
At least for, you know, for this area, because there is a lot of traffic going down there. It's not near as much traffic that goes in and out, you know, Comanche land.
Right.
Over there, so it's not as bad of a, you know, situation over there.
That's my concern, fire operators, ambulance, being able to get down through there. I'd rather do it.
Right.
Sometimes worry that I can't.
I feel that way in my little compact car, so no, I understand.
Long as the issue's going to be addressed at some point, either limiting parking on one side of the road.
Or build out, yeah.
Right.
Yes. Okay, any other discussion? All right, all in favor, signify by raising your hand. Okay, that would be unanimous. The motion passes. Six to zero. Okay, I believe that... And Commissioner Orlando would step back up, please. Do we have any citizens to be heard? Any citizens to be heard? Are there any staff comments?
I'll just keep this short.
I just want to wish everybody a happy holidays. Thank you for coming at this unscheduled or non-regularly scheduled meeting. I knew we'd have trouble getting a quorum next week, so I appreciate everybody coming in. Mr. Schulte, thank you for your service, and everybody else will be back in January, but Mr. Schulte is terming out, so we wanted to thank you, and hopefully we'll see you at the Volunteer Appreciation Banquet, and I think it's in February. So you should get an invitation to that. And that's about it.
All right. I'll be going in January, so I've enjoyed working with everyone on here. Certainly learned a lot from you know, being on this this commission. It's been a lot of fun. Makes you think, you know, about what goes on with the city, and I've really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed, you know, working with all the Larry, especially. I see, learned a lot from Larry out there, who will be back up here too. So, all right. Hearing nothing further, we are adjourned at 6:48. Yep, there's your cheat sheet. Yep, everybody,
thanks,
Merry
sir.
Christmas. Won't see you again. Yes.
Who does the ordinances on that?
Yeah.
Like if they did it, want us to widen the driveways.
They'll come up with a, yeah, some kind of wording. They'll come up with a recommended wording.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
On what? Widening the driveways or
parking on the side?
Yeah, it's hard to enforce
something Steve and them did, or
yeah, you can't. We talked about, you know, people.
Well, I thought you were involved too, but
you put no parking signs up.
It's all fixed.
Okay, well, never be enforceable.
Oh, are you talking about?
Yeah, if we can put.